Are you ready, brother?
In my pants, you are in my pants now.
Hey everybody, welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, it's Miles.
Hey Miles, how's it going?
Good. Real good.
Good, man. You know, we do this every week, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It just keeps getting funnier and funnier every week.
You think after a while you'd say, how are you doing? That just kind of just throws it in there, but. Hey. Actually, you know what we can start with here?
What?
Let me see if I can get it queued up. I don't know if you're going to be able to hear this very well or not, but here we go. Listen up, all right? See if I can get this to work. Did you hear that?
Someone did not want to see me wearing the static radio thong.
No.
What?
No, hold on. That didn't actually play as well as I'd hoped it would. Hold on a second here. All right, let me play it again for everybody, then I'll explain to you.
Is it George Takei?
No. Oh, my. Hold on.
George Takei liked it.
Hey, it's CB. Bob, please. Please don't sell static radio bras on your Zazzle page. Because, good Lord, I don't want to see Miles wearing static radio bra. The song, that was awful. Just pure awful. Well, take care. Bye.
It was CB.
Oh.
And he called into the hotline there.
Oh, that was CB's voice?
That was CB's voice, yes.
Oh.
And he says that he hopes that we don't sell static radio bras anytime because the thong was just awful having you put the thong on. Although I have, I've actually, via other Facebook and other ways, had people, thank me that you wore boxers. I don't know why they're thanking me. I had nothing to do with it, but...
They probably think you like photoshopped that in, like, oh god.
Yeah, no, I don't think.
Yeah.
The boxers, no, I don't think I could do anything good with that.
Yeah. Wow, that was really CB. Wow.
That was CB. Well, he called in on the men's health thing, if you remember, a while back. So.
I don't think I heard that.
You did. I played it for you. Just.
I don't think I heard it. No.
I sent you that file.
Oh.
So I'll send you this one, too. If you
it was probably corrupted or something.
Yeah. It was probably broken. Stupid.
Probably didn't unzip well, and I just couldn't unzip it.
I couldn't do anything with it.
Yeah.
It was worthless. I didn't know how to use it.
It had a runtime error or something.
The IRQ was wrong or something.
It wouldn't stop buffering.
Yeah. That's. I bet that happens to you a lot. The whole buffer problem.
I've been told.
Although I believe yours is usually a buffer overflow.
Yeah.
And then you have to clean up.
Yeah.
All right, I'll send it to you in your email. You can listen to it. Later.
That's all right. That's all right. Okay, send it on.
Oh, no, I already sent it. You can listen to it later.
I'll listen to it later. Okay.
Yeah. There you go. So, yeah, CB was talking again about the static radio thong, which, you know what? Here's the big thing on that.
Yeah.
Is we don't have – that's not a Zazzle. I made that a long time ago, and it's on CafePress.com.
Oh, oops. Oh.
That's all right. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm sure they're having a big run on it right now.
Well, I looked to see if I could put it on Zazzle after this whole thing. And it's they don't have a thong on Zazzle. There must be a family corporation or something.
Yeah.
If you go to Cafe Press, you can get thongs and boxers that say Static Radio. So
I just wish I had a decent model for it. Man, you know, like a...
Yeah, well, hey, you know. Just stand outside and yell at the neighbor girls.
You think?
No, I don't think that's a good idea. I'm just being stupid. I don't think that's a good idea at all.
Yo tengo la mucho de...
Yeah, I don't think so, man.
Yeah.
But so yeah, there. But I put links to the where you could actually purchase it if you really want to. And I believe that one is the entitled version of these.
Yeah.
Which is your own line. You're like Puff Daddy.
It actually fits pretty well, actually.
I didn't really need to hear that.
Yeah. I mean, it's snug, but I mean, it's...
Is it like triple X or what?
I don't know. Well, I just figured one size fits all. So
oh, great.
If anyone wants to model it, I mean...
Well, now that you've had it on, I don't know.
Well, I mean, it didn't touch my skin. I mean, it was on my boxers, and I...
You'll have to de-louse it or something. Is what
you know, you'll deal with that, but I'm just saying, besides that.
You'll have to fumigate it and wash it and starch it and everything, you know.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, even your boxers, though, I mean, think about it. You know, liquids soak in. Your boxers are filthy, so.
Yeah. Maybe Smidge will model it.
Smidge. Yeah, Smidge will model it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I think we, you know, I sent you a picture of that whole thing. Those are the kind of models you want. You don't want you and Smidge or...
Yeah, I don't know girls like that. You know, that's the problem. I don't really... Yeah,
well, you're an old man now, so you gotta go out and get people drunk, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Spend some of that hard-earned cash and get a few ladies drunk and put it on, you know.
Yeah, you think?
I think.
Okay, well, I'll try. How's that?
I will try. Now...
I will try.
George Takei.
Oh, bye.
He really liked it.
I like how you've broken in. That's like twice now that you've... I love your voice. I love your... Mr. Takei.
My Jimmy Olsen. Is that it?
Yeah. Is that what that is? Yeah, that's hilarious.
That's my Jimmy Olsen there.
How are you saying?
Excuse me, Mr. Takei. Mr. Takei, have you seen Miles and his thong? Oh, my. Oh my.
That is like the most awesome sound clip in the world, man. That was so worth it right there, man.
There you go. That was Trekfest 2009.
Yeah.
Way, but now see, the thing is,
right?
You know, I was talking to Dr. J at work, you know, and I was telling him, you know, this Oh My thing, you know, and he's like, what are you talking about?
What?
You know, he didn't eat well, but see, you got to understand, you know, he doesn't watch a lot of television.
Oh, okay. He watches BBC Hour, right?
He's more crunchy granola, so.
Right.
I said, no, you got to. So I get on YouTube, and there is like literally like, you know, hundreds of Oh My videos, right?
Mm, right.
So we're in that meme now, I suppose. I didn't realize there was that many. I just knew that it was kind of funny. And then he did that Sharp commercial recently, and it's in there.
It's got yellow. Oh, bye.
Oh, bye. So oh, it's just rampant. So I said, yeah, we, you know. But we have. Well, you attained, I should put it that way. You attained an Oh, My that is legal for us to do whatever we want to with.
Yeah.
Somebody's yelling downstairs. Anyway, because you attained it in a public setting. You asked him to say Oh, My. He said Oh, My.
Well, he played dumb at first. That's kind of pissed me off. He's like, what?
Well, you know, don't worry about that.
I'm like, no, Oh, My, your whole, you know, like, you know what, you know, we're talking about Willis or, you know, that's your thing,
that's
you know.
That's your thing, yeah. Well, but see, we've attained that now. So like the ones that are ripping off the Sharp commercial.
Right.
Not good. That's bad news, right?
Yeah.
The Sharp people come back. You got this. We can use it however we want.
That's right, man. Yeah, he was a cool dude for doing it.
Yeah, he was. So there
Very
you go.
Cool. Very cool.
Before you slam him there, thanks.
Well, I'm just saying, he just kind of played dumb. I thought, I was like, what?
What? What? What? Me? Oh, my.
Oh, my.
At least he didn't help him hold up a, you know, like a fourth grader's wide-ruled paper with a bunch of names on it.
I know. I'm waiting for my next celebrity encounter so I can have a hold of.
Yeah, something. Have a hold of that shitty sign you got there.
You know what? The next time I'm going to do that, I'm going to find a sports guy.
Yeah.
And this is what I'm going to do. It's going to say, Scott E. Baker is great at catching donuts with his mouth. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I swear, God is my witness.
You're going to have Baker. Yeah. Scotty Baker is great at catching donuts with his
mouth.
What kind of bizarre shit is that?
Oh, man, I so want to get him. Please, I so want to do it.
Hey, you're always at these sporting things, man. You should catch somebody.
I know.
You should draw a little picture. You know how you do doodles?
Right.
You should draw a picture of Baker catching the donut. I don't know. It just seems funny to me.
I don't know. I got to think of my next doodle I want to do.
That's
my childish, you know, stuff.
That's right. It's good.
My bizarre.
Oh, my.
Bye.
Ah, goodness gracious. All right. Phew. So, I'm trying to think if anything happened this week. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, are we recording? Jeez, I didn't know.
Yeah, we're recording. I'm trying to decide. There's nothing really funny happened to me this week. I mean, it's just nothing.
Yeah.
I had to go to the DMV. That's about it. That was funny, I guess.
Oh.
Just because of all the weird creatures around me, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought this chick was going to go down her boyfriend at the DMV. That was a little weird.
Okay. And now you're talking. All right.
I guess she was there for moral support. He was getting his license renewed or something, and she was like, you know, giving him the, you know, eyeballs there.
Did he have, like, a coat draped over his lap, and she kind of had her hand, like, you know?
No, this is very small.
I'm giving you a handy.
I think that would have been noticeable, yes.
You're like, me next.
No. And then that was a little odd. And then there's, like, you know, I go to a little DMV over here in Illinois, you know, and so it's not like going over. I used to live in St. Louis, and you go to the DMV over there. It was just like, you know,
huge.
Yeah, it was freak day or whatever. It's just total. Everybody's there.
Mm-hmm.
And here though, it's pretty small, but they did. I mean, it's one of the larger ones for the area, but
yeah,
it's small in comparison. So the there was like four people working the counter.
Yeah.
So there was like this lady who was doing double duty as triage to tell you where to go.
Yeah.
And then also helping people. And then there was two other ladies, and then there was this dude.
Right.
And they were all, you know, processing. You know how much, you know, freaking paperwork there is at DMV. It really is stupid. I mean, it's just insane how much paper they go through of this stuff. But anyway, so I'm watching there. I'm sitting besides, you know, the googly eye people. Mm-hmm. I'm watching this, the counter, and I'm, you know, trying to figure out where I'm at in the thing. They give you
a number.
Well, actually, they don't do numbers. They do. They put you on a sheet like you're at the doctor's office.
Okay.
And you sign in, and then they call you out, you know, and you kind of give a quick glance at the list to see how many people are ahead of you. Because you don't even write your own name down. The other lady did it for you. So I figured out who was in front of me, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching, and I'm like, this guy was just a machine. I don't know how he kept that job. These other ladies, I swear to God, he would finish processing three people, and he was taking pictures.
Yeah.
So he was processing all the paperwork, right, doing the eye test, and taking pictures, and these other two old bats were just doing the paperwork.
Just gossiping.
No, they were working, but they were working so goddamn slow. It was just incredible. It was incredibly slow. This guy's just like, he's like AJ Foyt, processing this paper, throwing it around, hitting the printer. I mean, you know, I was watching this, I was imagining that would be me and those ladies would be you if we worked together. That would be the way it would be.
Mr. Lament, we have a little incentive. special Tuesdays are renew your license, get a BJ day.
Get a BJ day. All right, nice.
At least you get your pick of these three ladies.
It was embarrassing how fast this guy was going.
Yeah.
And then he would, like, stack people. It was like he was an air traffic controller because he'd come up and he'd look at the list.
He's a multitasker.
Oh, God, is he? And he'd read off, like, three people's names. And then as the first person came up, he'd say, go down to that computer. And then he'd just stack people up.
Mm-hmm.
Like three deep. And then he'd just whip through this paperwork.
Yeah.
And then depending on what you had to do, you'd either go sit down and get your picture taken or you'd go take the test or whatever you had to do. So.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he was a brilliant. This guy needs a raise. I don't know if there's any way you could do that, but he was the DMV fool, you know what I mean?
He was like the Edward Scissorhands of the DMV.
He was, yes.
He was like the Charlie Hobbs of the DMV.
He was an all-star, that's for sure. I don't remember what his name was. But,
hey, now.
He deserved a raise, that's for sure. You don't see that kind of work ethic at the DMV, you know what I mean?
Wow. You know what they're doing over here?
What's that?
Like when I have not experienced this yet, but I guess when you go to like renew your license, they don't give you like the actual license. They like print it out on a piece of paper and then it gets mailed to you.
Oh, really? I never had that.
You got to like carry around this piece of paper for like a week or two. I don't know. I had a couple people tell me this. And I go, God, that's weird.
That's weird. Well, you got a real license. It was hot and everything off the laminator.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't laminated. They actually print on the license now.
Right, right. So yeah.
It's like a plastic printer. So, but yeah, I sat down, got my picture taken, and about 5 minutes later, I was out of the place. It was, I mean, other than having to wait for everybody in front of me,
yeah.
The rest of the process was really quite bearable, amazingly enough. Although, my wife was extremely mad because she just got her, because we both, you know, we moved over at the same time, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to get renewed about the same time.
Yeah.
And she had to take the driver's test.
Wah, 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 wah.
The computer test. And she's like, hey, you're going to have to take a computer test. So I'm like, do I need a study? She's like, no. I don't know. These things could be harder. I don't know.
Oh, Jesus. This is what happened to me.
So I get in there expecting to have to take this driver's, you know, computer test and about all the signs and everything. And they're like, no. I'm like, all right, I'm not going to complain.
Yeah,
I think she's had a ticket or two, you know, in between.
I believe it.
I luckily have not, knock on wood. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, she's a lead foot. So.
Yeah.
Lucky me. So anyway, hey, you know, this has nothing to do with anything at the DMV, but you know, you should never take your animal, your pet, to the DMV.
Right.
Because there's just no place for him. You know,
right.
But if you do have a pet, you can go get some deals at Petco.com. Did you know that?
Unless you had a seeing eye dog, I guess it'd be.
I suppose if you did have a seeing eye dog, that would be helpful, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Although you probably wouldn't be at the DMV.
Yeah. Point. Yeah. Point.
I do. I guess if you needed an ID or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. But anyway, Petco is a leading specialty retailer of premium pet food supplies and services. Did you know that, Miles?
I did know that,
10,000 high-quality pet-related products.
Mm-hmm.
Petco brands products, you know what I mean? Just Petco. And also exclusive products. And don't forget that bottomless bowl repeat delivery service. It'll save you time. It'll save you money. It drops it off right at your door, just like your pet does. Drops it right off at your door. If you want to save some money, you can go to you can go to petco.com/static and get 10% off plus free shipping on $65 or more, or just go to petco.com/static10 and get your 10% off.
Okay.
Petco, proud sponsor
of Static Radio.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that there.
They drop it off at your door like some haunted baby.
That's right. Just like in Batman, the second one, you know, with the flippers and all that. You know?
Yeah.
That one. Just like that one.
Yeah.
With the penguin. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So what's up with you this week?
God, I don't know. I don't have any big stories. I got a bunch of little stories, but I don't. None of them are really funny, though. That's the.
And weird. That's what she said. Ba ba ba.
Do I go with Well, maybe I don't know. I'll see what I can do here. Okay, so I go. I was having a little bit of car problems.
Okay.
I go to an auto parts place, which I really don't like to go to.
Auto parts or auto service?
Auto parts. An auto parts.
Oh, you're going to fix it yourself.
Well, I had considered it.
That's probably a bad consideration.
I don't know if you remember this, but the last time I was there, you know, they have this little machine they hook up to try to diagnose what's wrong with your car. And
yeah, I think you hooked it on your nipples or something.
Well, no, that didn't happen. But
and you said, buddy, I'm a cartlow.
No, but like the manager helped me last time, and he was all like put out and disgusted. He had to help me. I don't know if you remember that or not.
I do.
It was like, that was
good. Here comes that fat load.
So I kind of pull up. There's like no one there. It's just this young kid working there, and he actually looked normal. You know, like, oh, okay.
Normal kid.
So I'm like, hey, you know, I don't know. I'm having problems with some fuses or something. And can you come out and look at it? He's like, yeah, I'll be out there in a minute. I'm like, oh, okay. And
I'll be out there in a couple days.
Because like most of the times when you go to the hardware store or an auto parts store, you kind of just get people that grunt. You're like, yeah, yeah.
I never noticed that, but okay.
You never noticed? Well, I mean, back in the day, you know, you get like some people like really bad social skills, you know.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I mean, back in the, you still run into it a little bit. You're like, yeah, yeah. Well,
oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know, man's man, you know.
The old timers.
Yeah, man's man. You know, like, I don't know you. I don't like you.
I think they generally do that only to people who don't know what they're talking about.
Well, that's me then. So, very normal looking guy, right?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Could be a college student, I don't know. And
could be your next door neighbor.
I'm waiting. It could be my neighbor. Who knows? I popped the hood. You know,
although Mr. Miyagi, I don't know what he looks like.
So. As you might envision him, yes.
Although that becomes relevant again because of that new Karate Kid movie.
Yeah.
Everybody will know who Mr. Miyagi is.
Yeah, that's true. All
you
these,
have Jackie Chan living next door to you.
Sort of, yeah. Not yeah. quite as funny, but yeah, that's true. You know, he's not quite as funny as Jackie Chan, but
wow, I didn't realize that. I've just been seeing the commercials for the new Karate Kid movie. So.
Yeah, I did too, actually. But
on DVD or whatever. So.
Jack on, jack off.
So you open the hood, I got
so
you.
So I'm waiting for the guy. He comes out there, and I'm not paying attention as usual. And he's like, you know, zip, zip, zip. He's screwing around with stuff. And
yeah.
So he looks at it. He's like, well, you probably need this, this, and this. I'm like, okay. And he goes to close it, and I realize his hands are like lobster hands.
Oh, with the lobster mitts. Oh.
They're like, and I mean, it wasn't an accident. I mean, it looks like he's just got like three fingers on each hand or something. It's like
he was born with the lobster mitts. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. It was like very... Twilight Zone-ish, I guess. I don't know how to, you know, I don't know. I just wasn't expecting it. I'm like, am I on the set of Men in Black 3 or something? I didn't know what, I'm like, what the hell is this?
Looking around.
I'm like, Christ, man, what was in my Pepsi or something? But, no, seriously, God, I felt bad. I'm like, listen, I didn't say anything, but I'm like, you know, I could have probably done this, you know, when I think about it. I really shouldn't have had you come out here. And
yeah, I shouldn't have bothered you with your lobster mitts.
Oh, God. It was like, Jesus. Oh.
You going to be all right with those lobster mitts?
Oh, man. This guy could do like the hang loose sign, you know, like, yeah. Almost. Like, oh, man.
I think you have a problem with people with who are different.
Only to the extent that I don't realize they have something going on, and then I go to shake some guy's hand and I realize he's got no arm, you know, or you try to talk to someone and they're deaf, you know. I've done that a few times.
Yeah, well, that's the way it goes.
Like, they don't inform you that they're deaf until about 5 minutes into the conversation. It's like, I mean, really, you should key someone in on this stuff before.
Nah, I'll just let you be uncomfortable. What's the difference?
I am totally, yeah, that's the problem. I like very uncomfortable.
You didn't go, hey, lobster mitts.
I don't, no, very nice guy, you know, could be, you know, your next door neighbor, you know, great, you know, kid, you know.
You didn't go, pfft. How do you, you know, play with yourself?
How do you wipe?
You didn't ask that question, did you?
How do you wipe, first of all?
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know. You know, I feel bad for saying this, but...
Well, you should feel really bad, because I remember you drove around with a handicap placard, so...
I didn't.
Well, somebody else did. You let it happen.
I was in the passenger seat of a car with a stolen handicap placard. That's true, but...
All right, let's move on.
So.
You're going to get all freaky on me if I start talking about that.
Yeah.
So what was wrong with your car?
It was just some small stuff. I won't go into it. Just...
You know, sir, these battery cables need to be attached.
Oh, I was hooking them up to my nipples.
That's
as Bob Lament has suggested. And,
they don't work very well if the battery's not hooked up.
Do I have time for one more quick one or no?
Oh, yeah, whatever you want to do.
No, okay, so I went grocery shopping with my wife last night, right?
And you saw the guy with the lobster hands?
And he's like, listen, I don't know if your wife likes a certain type of guy.
I was just in the bathroom, you know, playing with myself.
I can please a woman in several different ways.
Yeah, the shocker is a shocker for sure.
Shocker, yeah, the shocker is a shocker. Oh, my God! But
it's all right. Just turn off the lights.
But
I can't help but thinking of Futurama.
Yeah.
And there's the doctor guy who's the lobster guy.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like that.
Dr. Zoidberg.
Oh,
sorry. That's all I could think of. I could think of Dr. Zoidberg trying to take care of your car.
Oh, God.
I'll fry. Your car is messed up.
So we're shopping, and like, there's like these two like teenage boys. I don't know how old they were.
Okay.
About, I don't know, 16 or 17. They're walking around, and
somehow I think if it was two teenage girls, you'd be able to come closer on the age approximation. Just my guess.
I don't know. But we kept like, you know, because we were going to different parts of the store, but we kept running into these guys. You know.
Well, that's weird.
And every time I would see these guys, I would hear this whistling.
Like, hey, we just got some vodka, and they got vodka. Hey, we just got a watermelon, and they got a watermelon.
Quit following me. No, they weren't buying anything. They were just, like, cruising the store, you know? Like, hey.
Hey, we just got some tampons, and they just, oh, wait, they got some condoms. Oh, okay.
Hey, we just got some KY, and they just got some.
So they weren't buying anything, huh?
No, they were like, I don't know what they were, just like cruising around the store, you know? I was like, hey, me and my friend are just going to walk around Walmart.
They probably were security.
I don't think so.
They're like, yep, but we got a potential shoplifter we're going to trail here. He seems to be getting fatter by the minute as he's walking around the store.
And I keep hearing this whistling. I'm like, what is that tune? I thought this kid was doing it.
Yeah.
Because it was the only time I'd see these damn kids and I'd hear this. I go, God damn it, that kid won't quit doing that damn thing.
Was it like...
Right? No. And I figured out it's a jingle to something. It's
the like, good, the bad, and the ugly.
And I keep hearing it. And I figure out it's the Old Spice thing.
Yeah.
You know that, you know? Well, okay, no, it wasn't that quite, but. And finally, I don't see these kids anymore, but I keep hearing this thing, right? I'm like, what the fuck? I realize it's a commercial that they're playing in the store.
Okay.
But I thought this damn kid was doing this. I was like, Jesus Christ, that kid won't quit with that fucking song. He won't stop.
Leave me alone, old man. I'm not
Leave
whistling.
Me alone.
It's people.
You and your toupee can just go outside for all I care.
Oh, God. I was convinced this kid was doing this. I'm like, Jesus. This kid cannot leave this Old Spice commercial thing alone. I was convinced. I was so convinced this kid was doing it. I'm like, I'm going to kick his ass. I swear to God, I'm going to say, tell him to fuck off, you know.
And then I realized I was just wearing corduroys.
And it's so stupid, you know. But it was so loud, you know, like you could barely hear the commercial, you know.
I'm an old man, leave me alone.
But you can hear like the whistling like really clear. You go,
yeah, I hear it. I hear it now really clear. Ow.
Yeah, like, you know, every like 3 minutes they play this and you're just going nuts. You're like, I can't take it.
Oh, goodness.
This would have got David Koresh out of the compound. I mean, just believe me, because it was like, God, stop it, please.
And Noriega, right? Noriega.
Please stop this commercial.
Well, hey.
I'm glad I didn't tell the kid to F off.
Maybe they had like some kind of odor detector, and every time you walked past one, it played the Old Spice thing for you.
I don't know, but man, I felt a little embarrassed after.
You're stinking the place up in there.
I might have been, yeah. I was just like, man, I can't.
Oh, you gonna be okay?
I'm okay. I'm all right now.
How was your wife? Is she okay from it?
I told her about it. She thought I was a little bit weird, but you know, it's all good.
That's all normal.
That's all good, though. She's like, okay, yeah.
You're probably telling her about the guy with the lobster hands. And then this guy came out to work on the car with.
And he
lobster.
Said, "Give me five, but I can't go." I thought I was going to get what he had. I couldn't do it.
And that's why the air conditioner's not working in the van.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, are you going to be all right?
Yeah, I don't know. I hate getting surprised like that. I don't, you know.
You don't do well, do you?
You know, I told you about that a long time ago. I went to a business meeting. I know I've told you about this. And this guy who's like in a suit, he's like, oh, my feet hurt.
Yeah.
And he slips off his sock and shoe, and he's like seriously missing toes like from some accident. I'm like, oh my God. Jesus Christ.
You're like, no wonder you're missing part of your foot.
Oh my God. Like half his foot is missing. I'm like, oh my God.
No wonder it hurts.
Oh my God. Jesus.
Oh, nice. You're great.
You gotta warm up people to that. You don't just whip off your clothes and be like, yeah, check this out. You
know? Yeah, well, you do. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, but I'm not missing anything. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're not. You just have extra things. That's all.
I have extra things and some scars, but man, I tell you what, I wouldn't whip off my shoe with three toes and be like, check this out. I'm like, ah.
Proof positive that the thong picture right there, yeah.
Well, that's a lot different.
Yeah, it's like
that's completely.
I was waiting for Marshall, Will, and Holly to come shooting out of that belly button. Any
greatest earthquake ever known.
That was just your stomach rumbling.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, lobster guy. I'm sorry. Okay. It's wrong. I'm sorry, but.
Yeah, you need to write an essay or something. You need to do some public service.
You just don't surprise me with that shit. I'm sorry. Yeah. No. Okay.
All right.
You warm up a guy first before you go.
What do you think? He's going to wear gloves or something? Mittens the whole time? What?
Fake hands? Or it's like. I don't. Glue some fake fingers to his.
Oh, nice. No.
I don't know. I'm just saying, you know.
Hey, it's the way it is, man.
I know it's the way it is. I mean, you know, God made us all. God bless. But I'm just saying, you got to warm up people. Like, listen, you might see my hands, and I just want to warn you, you know.
Yeah.
It's a little bit freaky, okay?
There you go. It's a little bit out of the ordinary.
Yeah. You know.
All right.
That's all. Just as a courtesy.
All right, well, if you want to call and berate Miles for his closed-mindedness, feel free. If you go to the website, staticradio.com, and you click on the Call Me Google button there, the Google Call Me button, it will connect you for free.
Yeah.
In the continental United States.
Yeah.
And you can leave a message.
You may.
Or you can just go on Facebook and look up Miles Tidal and, you know, tell him he's sissy or something. And,
yeah.
And then we're on Facebook and Twitters and all that good kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Look for us there.
Yeah.
All right, Miles. Well, I hope you don't encounter any more people with, you know, misformed limbs or anything.
No, it's fine. I'm just, I don't like to be surprised like that, okay? Just
wouldn't it be great if he showed up like at a costume party here in a couple weeks and he was like the Old Spice guy whistling that song?
I can't handle
with
that.
With his lobster
I
hands.
I cannot handle that song one more time. I just can't.
That'd be great. Hey, Miles, I was fixing your car last week. Hey, let's give me some skin.
Mm-hmm.
You're like,
Yeah.
That's the way it would go?
Mm-hmm.
Poor Miles.
Yeah.